Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, let's start off with Kendall Jenner. She sat down with Jimmy Fallon. So here's the deal. Brad Pitt has been attending Kanye West's new church. He loves it. He's been really into it. And Kendall was freaking out that her man crush of all time was there.
He did. He was there. I think he's been a couple times, but that was the first time that I was there when he was there. And I literally left early. I just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it was so good, and he just, like, gets better with age. So I was like, I gotta go. Like,
why? You didn't want to meet him?
No, because isn't there a saying, like, don't ever meet your superhero or whatever? I don't know. I just, like, love him so much. I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Oh, God, I wish I was Travis Scott.
Oh, I would have gone really, really close to Brad. I would definitely have said hello. I would have definitely just wanted to brush with greatness. I've crushed on him forever.
Are we breezing over that she has a man?
No, this is Kendall.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Kendall. I thought you were Kylie.
That's Kylie. I know, get him confused.
All right, as you can tell, I do not keep up with the Kardashians or the Jenners.
Wendy Williams, she is being so transparent about her husband's love child, and she sat down with the women of The View to talk about, hey, I really couldn't talk to my family and girlfriends about it.
People can't call me and inject their opinions on my life because, you know, it's been a very, very difficult time. I couldn't talk to my mom. Mm. You know, who wants to burden her? Right. I couldn't talk to my sister. Who wants to? And most of my girlfriends would have said, you should have left him a long time ago.
Oh, sister. Yep, that's what all these girls are like. I told you so. He's terrible. Moving on to Eddie Murphy. He says that he is so excited. I mean, he's doing the Coming to America sequel, and he's going to go on a stand-up tour in 2020.
I got off the couch, and I'm happy I got off the couch. And I'm getting ready to go start a Coming to America. Since I got off the couch, it was like, let me do some things that they want to see.
Okay, I know it's just one interview, but he seems like nervous. Like, he doesn't sound really confident to me.
I got off the couch.
I love Eddie Murphy. I'm glad he's back, but he has been kind of MIA for a bit.
I really hope it's good, too. Like, I know it's kind of before my time, but, like, Coming to America is a classic movie. I really think, like, if you've never seen it this weekend, you should check it out, because it's funny.
Yes.
It's very funny.
Watch it before the sequel, for sure. And lastly here, Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam, who is smoking hot, he talks about, hey, is he going to take things to the next level with Brit?
I mean, absolutely. This is something that every couple should do. That's the whole point of a relationship. We're a family.
Do you think they're going to get married?
Well, I mean, she did get married to, like, pretty much everybody, so yes. I mean, let's look at her list. Some random friend in high school, that one guy, Popo Zhao guy.
Kevin Federline, who's so nice, by the way.
Is he?
Yes.
He comes off like a tool to me.
He totally does. I was like, this guy's crazy. No, he is, like, so polite and funny. Now I get it.
I just checked. We do not have Kevin Federline in our system. I was really hoping we could play this.
Popo Zhao?
We do not have Popo Zhao.
Popo Zhao. He's funny. He's like Superman. I mean, he has so many kids. He's got two with Shar Jackson, two with Britney. Now Victoria Prince, he's got a ton of kids.
All right, well, don't look at him the wrong way, Mackenzie. You could be next.
K-Fed.
All right, watch out. There's new information out saying that marriages are down, and the reason why is because, well, women don't want to date scrubs. I want to delve deeper into this. Ladies, 833-563-2539. If you're one of the women that is holding off on marriage, you're not getting married yet, is this the real reason? We'll talk to you next on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.